When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Eat, Sleep, Suplex Retweet.
It might not be Sunday, but my God, is it beautiful. Welcome back. We're now in the second week, the first week of scoring of season 21. And I'm welcomed by none other than the traveller, the quiet traveller. We heard absolutely nothing about him being away at all. You wouldn't have known he was on holiday. From Hanoi to Saigon. Welcome back, David Hockney. How are we doing?
Mo, hi, ba, xin chào. Oh, gosh. I mean, what an adventure I've been on. And just to rub it in, I feel like I've been hit by a train when it comes to, you know, heat exhaustion, dehydration, and just general illness. But I power on. I returned to Saturday Draft Live as a completely reinvented man.
Reinvented, no bias, neutrals can be, we'll see how long it lasts.
You know what, give it a couple of weeks and then I'll probably have my bias towards certain people in this season.
Right, we'll move on to quickly to top three scorers of the week. We have both Ilya Dragunov and Jey Uso on 6 points. First week, obviously, people are pushing onto the card. Do you have much thoughts on these people? They're nothing surprising here.
I have been keeping track of what's been going on, and I think Jey Uso, you know, he's had a pretty solid run post-Mania, you know, with him picking up a win over Finn Balor this past week and definitely being featured as one of the top players on Raw. Now that, you know, we've got new championships, there's more of a divide between the brands. And, you know, with Cody saying to Jey as well, until we yeet again, it's sort of like a, you know, you're the main guy on Raw now, let's keep that going forward. And he's been doing well so far for, I think it's Tom Brock's team at the minute as well as his captain. 6 points in total this season, but with the captaincy applied, Tom Brock is now 12 points for Jey Uso. I believe that's the highest scorer with the captaincy applied so far. So yeah, very, very good investment for Jey Uso. As for Ilya Dragunov, you know, his continued run as NXT champion's been good, and he's continuing to put over new guys as well. I think this past week on NXT, I think he had a good performance against Javon Evans, who's been making some waves out of his own. But you know, I think Dragunov as NXT champion, definitely a very sensible pick for, remind me, who's got Dragunov? Oh, here we go, it's Grant, yeah. A fourth round pick as well, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, obviously it's week one of scoring, so it's quite early to say, but could prove being a steal, but the drafts, I believe, starts next weekend, kind of throws a spanner in the works. We don't know what's going to happen with Ilya, but exciting things are to come. We are looking at the top scorer of the week, though, who had a defence on Monday against Chad Gable and then was turned on as he was hugging his wife, Sami Zayn, on 8 points. A successful defence is what we're hoping for and what David the GOAT is hoping for as well.
Yeah, obviously GOAT still riding the Sami Zayn train from last season into next, and probably for good reason as well. I think a lot of us doubted Sami Zayn was going to win the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, and it looks like he's going to have a solid feud with Gable going forward. So, and I think the proof's in the pudding when it comes to the scoring, I should say. Sami Zayn currently the highest scorer of the draft overall, And I think if he keeps this feud with Gable going, I think we could be in for, you know, some big points for Team GOAT.
Absolutely. You'll be loving the swat on week one. But we'll have a look at the table just now. We have in last place, and bear in mind it's only week one, but a very poor start by the Vibes over points, Matt Smith and 5 points. Only 1 point ahead is Jack Graham with no wit in my team name with 6 points. No wit in his draft neither, apparently, because he's only got 6 points. 12th place, you've got Ross McLeod, Adam Copeland Road on 9 points.
What? Hang on. What's the joke there?
No wit in my team name.
No, Adam Copeland Road.
Copeland Road is this. It's where Ibrox is. It's on Copeland Road. It's
east end, I believe. Of course it is.
sorry, I had to explain that for you, David. Sorry, I've got you. Anyway, in 11th place with Gary Morris, the Morris Dancer, on 10 points. Sorry, pardon me. Joint 10th was Gary Morris as well. Stacey Smith, the Bar, Nikki Bellas on 10. Scott McLeod's also in 10 points. I'm doing really well here, David, aren't I?
Oh, tell me about it. Draft. Also, who came up with the spelling for the team names? Because in the team selection, it's the Nikki Bellas is spelled N-I-C-K-I. Is it not supposed to be two Ks?
I thought it was just one, but I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure it's two Ks. So whoever did the team names needs to have a word with themselves.
Should ask Stacey. She's the specialist.
She knows Nikki Bella. Or Nicky Garcia.
Moving on. 8th place with Colin Blackburn. He was the LL winner, I believe, in Colin's Elite Summer Squad on 10 points. And then you got the LL Cup winner, Martin Best Defiant, on 13 points. Then 6th place is our boss man, Stephen Wilson, the Bondage Undertaker's on 14. Then your top 5 of myself, an 8 points prick, on 15. Grant and Robbie, Responsible Token with Dice, 16. Gary Kernahan, Team Visser, 17. And then joint first is Goat and Tarnett's reunion party with 20 points with Goat and Tom Brock. Obviously, we
I've just seen Tom's team name as well. If you smell what Tom Brock is cooking.
Well, he's cooking just now. We'll just see if he burns
it. He is cooking, yeah.
But no, it's obviously week one. Big differences in the scores from top now, but things can change in a dime. It's only week one. Draft coming up as well. Big change is going to happen. Plenty of pay-per-views. SummerSlam's in late July, August. Mm-hmm. So we've got a while yet. We're not putting favourites down. David, obviously, this is now your second season as we'll say a bystander, an observer.
Mm-hmm. As a neutral analyst, and to be honest, I'm not mad that I've missed out this season. I think just because life events and holidays and stuff kind of just clashed with the draft selection, I thought it made more sense not to stress myself out after quite an adventurous holiday.
I will also add before we move on, David, a lot of people would have complained that you didn't send a list in to still compete, right? But I'll defend you, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to disagree with you because that's how podcasting works and we're supposed to bicker. But I will say that you're defending your honour. You can throw a list in. You're never going to score as well as you should when you draft live as opposed to the list. You won't perform as well, usually. So I respect it. You need to defend yourself. I don't want to look shit and save yourself for next season. Be the observer. Watch our mistakes and learn from them. But speaking of mistakes, David, I think you're going to have to talk about Listeners League.
All right, if I have to. So our top 5 for the Listeners League. Good to see some returning faces as well. So 5th place after week 1, we have Lachlan Hyatt with Kilmarnock Kiss on 22. Then we have in joint 3rd, we have Ross... two Rosses in joint 3rd. We have Ross Alcock with Saudi All-Stars and Ross McCluckey with Los Ingobernables de Jamon on 23 points each. 2nd place, we have Stuart Cowie with Papa H's Vanguard on 25. And lastly, at number 1 this week, Simon Bell with Adam Bell the Baby on 26 points, just one ahead of Stuart. So our top 5 scoring 20 points at least this time around. Pretty tight competition so far, but then again, it is week one after all. But as we do, I have to find, you know, who's got the best team name from the Listeners League in this case. And I think I've already found it. So, and I think the winner for my personal favourite team name from the Listeners League goes to Ross Brady with Sausage and Mash at the Castle.
Do you know, I've not even had a look at these teams. This is always the best part, and I just forgot all of it. The team names. TM Spunk as well is another one.
For fuck's sake. Paddy McBride with LA Not So Shite. Anthony Fitzpatrick, National League Mediocrity. Obviously got to have a football reference in there. Mike Angus, Mad Dogs, PL Bottle Jobs. That's quite a mouthful. And, not sure about JP's name, but it's Vince's genetic jackhammer.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Rancid.
Listeners League winner as well. I mean, why should we even be saying that on air?
Yeah. Do you know what? He should know better.
He should know better.
He's a title holder, a listener, part of the podcast, whatever it is. You are resemblance of ESSR, and you should be acting accordingly. Don't show up to work in your trackies, spitting in the ground, walking over the Manchester City badge. You do as you're told and you act respectfully. Anyway,
The team name selection of JP does not reflect the views of anybody here on Eat Sleep Suplex Retweet.
Thank you, David Hockney. Thank you. I don't think Stephen and Jack could have covered this properly last week because not all the teams have been submitted before Raw. But looking at the most picked wrestlers in this league, we've got Cody Rhodes on 15 times picked.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's out of 30. So half of them have picked Cody Rhodes, and it drops off a little bit more variety. You get Jade Cargill on 10, Liv's on 9, Awesome Truth and Sheamus 8, Tiffany on 7. And then you've got Chad Gable 6, Drew 6, Bianca 5, LA Knight 5, Nick Aldis and John Moxley also 5, and then it drops down to 4s, 3s, 2s and 1s.
I just noticed as well, nobody from the Listeners League seems to have picked Rhea Ripley. But obviously, I think in hindsight, you know, they would have figured out, you know, the injury would have written her off for basically most of the season.
Yeah, that's beautiful, David, because in the Listeners League, they've got fucking hindsight, or not even hindsight, I didn't have hindsight, and then suddenly, on Monday morning, Rhea Ripley might have to vacate the title. So that was fan dabby dozy. I wonder who's got Rhea Ripley on the team. Oh, wait.
Yeah, it's you, isn't
that's
it?
That's fucking me. So I'm sorry if you need to censor this later on, David, but I am fuming. First night of scoring points, my captain decides, do you know what, Ryan? Go fuck yourself. I'm off. I don't know. Is it her shoulder? I don't even care what's wrong with her. It's the other one.
Well, it was Liv Morgan that did that injured Ripley with the shoulder injury. So if there's anybody you should blame, it's blame Liv.
Hold on. Who's got Liv?
Well, 9 people in the Listeners League have picked Liv Morgan, which I guess, you know. Oh, it's Colin that has Liv.
Colin, you wee bastard. Yeah, you're a Listeners League jobber. You've come up to be eaten by the Sharks. You're done for. You are done for, Colin. Do you know what people that are called Colin, do you know what they're like? Unloved by their parents, because who would call their child Colin?
Wow.
Who would call their child Colin? Absolute disgrace of a human being, and I'm done. I am done with this. Rhea Ripley, Colin Blackburn shenanigans, and I've only just started it 90 seconds ago. Right?
Mad.
So, captaincy change while we're here, right? Captaincy fucking change. And David, you can buzz this out all you want. I am too scared to put the captaincy on Finn Balor, right? Because.
I assume you should.
Because when it comes to Damian Priest, Finn Balor could take a lot of losses before defences. So I am going to play safe, in my mind anyway, and put my captaincy on Obafemi, starting Monday Raw. Obviously NXT. But I'm going Obafemi. We're playing... I think it's play safe. Finn Balor might lose
to me. Not who I would have chosen, to be honest.
That's fair. But I claimed I don't trust CM Punk is going to be on the draft, but I don't know what else. And I'm not captaining Lola Vice. So that's where I'm at. I'm going with Oba Femi.
Yeah, Lola Vice is your highest scorer so far.
It's
quite funny.
So I'm not doing that. Can you imagine that, man?
Yeah, and while we're on the subject of injuries as well, there was a tweet put out that Seth Rollins had surgery on his meniscus done. So he's going to be out for a while as well. Only one person from the Lizards League picked him, and funnily enough, it was our second place person, Stuart Cowie. So he's already operating with someone down already. And in terms of our Contributors League players, who picked? Oh, Jack did. Yeah, Jack picked Seth Rollins in round five. So you and the pair of fannies are already one person down each, two of which were actually top contributors for WrestleMania success.
I'm trying to think. Didn't someone else get injured as well? I'm just double-checking. I'm sure someone else did earlier in the week. No. So, yes, the other thing is Grant McRobbie has Ruby Soho.
Oh, yeah. She's
either is or about to announce that she's pregnant. So
he is pregnant.
Put her off. She also will not be competing for, you know.
Yeah. So we've had injuries, pregnancies. What's next?
Welcome to week one of the draft. But this is also why we love it and hate it. And honestly, I feel bad for myself. Everyone else, ha ha ha. it's every man for themselves. They're not tag teaming anymore. The less of it tag teaming, the better. But David, kind of nearly end of the show. It's about a shorter one today. You obviously have not been part of the drafting process in the, last week. Last week, and you are the non-biased, neutral, as I've said three times already, observer, analyzer. Who's your takes on your dark horse, your winner, and who you think is going to fall short? Obviously, we've got more context now with a week of scoring, but where are you at?
I've had a bit of a look at the teams before we started recording, and I honestly think some of these selections are absolutely bonkers in some respect. But I think it is pretty clear where my predictions lie. So I think the person to win, I'm going to say Gary, because I think once that Cody momentum gets going and he starts defending the title, like on PLEs and stuff, you know, Cody's defending against AJ Styles at Backlash in France in a couple of weeks. So I can see a title defense there. Street Profits have just become number one contenders to the tag titles. Sheamus is back in action as well. And in his round six pick is probably a good placement there. And then I imagine we'll see Randy Orton back, you know, in a, maybe a more sporadic role, but I don't see him losing as often. So, yeah, my pick to win is Gary.
Dark horse, sorry.
I'll save my dark horse for the end. I think last place, it's got to be Matt. Like,
yeah.
Why the hell has he chosen Uncle Howdy?
The season has started. So.
A little bird tells me as well that during the selection show, he actually originally chose the Fiend.
Yes. So the way it was texted to me, the Fiend, but you meant the kind of the fiendish persona character. You did mean Uncle Howdy or Bo Dallas. So it's been put in as Uncle Howdy, and if it's Bo Dallas, it's Bo Dallas, whatever. That's how it was scored. It's not the Fiend. Bray Wyatt is not arising. Right. So
I've also heard
that road.
Yeah. I've also heard Julia is signed with NXT, but I don't think she's expected to appear until about, well, rumors have been saying she's not expected to start performing until about mid-June. So I think he's shot himself in the foot with that one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know much about her, but she's still got other commitments, I believe. So
I think so.
She's not really finished up, so
that makes sense. And the dark horse, I'm actually going to go with Stacey.
Yeah.
because Bayley, Awesome Truth, Bianca, Carmelo, Orange Cassidy, it looks like a brilliant team on paper. And, you know, while the scoring may have been a bit lower for Stacey, I think there is a ton of potential for some big points here, especially if Awesome Truth can get a couple of tag title defenses under their wing. And, you know, with those new titles that they've got a title defense against DIY on Monday. I think she missed out on some women's title defenses this past SmackDown because it was a no contest. But yes. I think if she gets a title defense on PLE and maybe a few others in between, I think Stacey could potentially be a big scorer here.
Okay, brilliant. If I was to throw them all in, idea in before, I would put Stacey as my favourite. She had a rough one, but I really think she's got a stronger team. I think she might have more points long term than Gary does. Maybe I'm looking at Orange Cassidy as an absolute workhorse that I remember him from, but I think in general
Orange Cassidy's been shafted again, you know. As somebody who should be at round three at the latest, and he's already still back at round five.
Yeah. I think the fear is that he's wrestling. You've got to be having the feel that he takes a break at some point. And it's always going to be the time I pick him. So I just get scared. Weakest, I've got to go with... I'm not the biggest fan of Martin Best's team, but I do recognise Matt Smith isn't great either. I'm going to go with Martin Best, though. Just Sky Blue... Chris Statlander. The Sky Blue's been quiet. Chris Statlander's on television, but again, not ideal. Pete Dunne's obviously in the tag team with Tyler Bate, but I don't know where they're going. Santos Escobar still kind of involved with LWO. Obviously, the Young Bucks are going to score well with their new kind of heelish gimmick, and we don't know really what's happening with Becca just now, but it's only week one. If I was to go for a dark horse, though, I actually hate Stevens. So he's got Damian Priest, FTR, Tiffy, Bronson Reed, Chad Gable, Canisteri. I don't see Chad beating Sami Zayn soon anyway, but there's rumours of Chad Gable teaming up with the Creed brothers and forming a kind of like almost like team angle-ish, not to label them like that. I hate that idea, but that's kind of the idea we're going for. Canisteri is kind of doing this heel, slow heel, bringing Indy with me, kind of run with the Ivan Isle and Maxine Dupree, and Tiffany's also in and around Bayley and Naomi with the women's title. I'm not too sure what our FDR are up to just now, but I like the rest of it. This is if Stevens' team rolls high, not to use a grant thing there, if it rolls high it could do really well, and it could be somebody you look in and around the top of the table. So that's where I'm at with Stephen.
Fair enough.
Is there anything else you want to cover, David, before we close this out?
You know what, I think I'm good for now, and to be honest I need to head back to my bed because my head is pounding right now.
That's fair enough. I was the same a couple of weeks ago, so it's your turn, David. So I'll love you and leave you, David. It's been a pleasure having you on. You know where to find us all on our usual socials. If you're listening, I don't need to tell you where to listen to us. What's the point? We're on Twitter or X, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I don't know last time we updated the website, David. But Spotify, iTunes.
Anchor,
thank you. I always forget Anchor. And I'll see you all later on.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.